they'll, the people that are hoping to marry your daughter or whatever, come.
And then
they come have a young negotiation day with the father and the uncles.
Mm-hmm.
Then the dad is the one who gives you the price. The uncles now contribute their 2 cents saying, nah, this girl is worth more or blah. And then they say, but your girl ain't a virgin. And then so they do that whole bouncing deck thing. And then eventually they decide on cows, how many cows they want. And how much money they want.
And
also
you
can't
come empty-handed. Like, if you don't have money on you, we won't stop negotiating.
Yeah.
But you have money and alcohol on you.
Especially alcohol. Can we just talk?
Is this part of your culture right now?
It's a lot of people, like, honestly speaking, like, from what I've seen, right? Because I feel like a lot of people become a bit more modernized, and more, we've seen things currently. Like, we've kind of, like, we haven't let go of our roots, but we've kind of like changed the world, understand?
They become more lenient.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you don't have to do all the whole thing.
I mean, we still need to do that whole thing of like,
Oscar
blessings and, stuff like that. But this whole thing of like...
paying for some of it, I find it strange. And you feel like, you know, the possession. Like,
there was a time when I was really against the Obola, right? But when you think of it, like, for your parents, that's like just an ultimate showing of respect. Like, Jesus, I got you from the one, chum, crash, no, I'm not gonna.
I need a little bit of incentive.
You know what I'm saying? For them, it's an incentive. For them, it's a thank you for raising your daughter well. Thank you for bringing her to this point. I'll take care of her from now on. And they expect you to come.